The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Saxophones, embarrassments, and ex-escorts. Saxophones, embarrassments, and ex-escorts. Keep this quick. We've got things to do. Tonight on the podcast, we called up a man who won a prize a year ago today. And no doubt he would have been expecting the call because in his mind, he would have fondly remembered when he took out Sexy Saxophone Impersonation Idol in 2018. We saw how his mimicking of saxophone sounds has improved or declined over the year, and challenged Australia to try and beat Alvaro, the saxophonist, in a saxophone mime competition. I won't ruin the ending for you. It's already a lack of excitement as it is. Embarrassing radio breaks as well. We spun the wheel to see how some members of the team sounded when they commenced their radio journey all those years ago. And plus Samantha X, she's out of the escort business, willing to lift the lid on embarrassing men with floppy penises. And other questions. Enjoy the quickie. Can you believe that it is International Saxophone Day? 6th of November. Always has, always will be.
Didn't know that.
International Saxophone Day. Really?
No, it's not a big thing in New Zealand.
Wow, no, over in Australia, we celebrate it very heavily. I believe also, P.S., how rude of me, sorry.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Exchange Student.
Hi, it's Arson.
Arson, you must also celebrate Saxophone Day in France, I'm
sure. Sure.
6th of November, every year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Well, it must be a French and an Australian thing. And
it's interesting that New Zealand has built up some sort of force field protecting you, sheltering you from a great holiday. Mm. Sexy Saxophone Day, where not only do you appreciate all the saxophone players that have come before us, not only do you celebrate such a diverse instrument...
Very sexy.
Sweet baby Jesus. It's also a day to celebrate people who do a great saxophone impersonation, a great sax impression. And can you believe it's been exactly a year ago today since this happened?
Last year on the show.
Happy Thursday, aka International Saxophone Day.
So Lakey decided to do Sexy Saxophone Idol.
Phone Idol.
Many failed. But then we met the one who made Lakey say this.
I am pregnant.
A man from Melbourne. A man called Alvaro.
Wow, I'm blown away.
And after being claimed the winner, his ego was high. But it's a new year, so it's time to see if he can hold on to the crown. Do you have a sexier saxophone impression than Alvaro?
Wow. And welcoming 2018 saxophone royalty, Alvaro, back to the show. Can you believe it's been a year? Oh, my God. Evening, Alvaro.
Alvaro.
Hey.
Hello, Alvaro.
How you doing?
Yeah, very good.
Welcome.
Don't scare us like that. This is an amazing, this is a big day on the show. The Sexy Saxophone Impression Champion of 2018. 365 days on. Does it feel like a year's passed since that fateful day last November?
It does not feel like a year at all.
No, time flies. How has life changed
yes,
for you since being crowned Sexy Saxophone Idol winner last year
on
the Danny Lakey Late Show?
It has changed my life. You have no idea.
Wow.
Like, I've been beating them off with a stick, mate.
Sometimes after experiencing the heights of saxophone fame, it can go to your head. And sometimes you throw your craft out the window. Would you mind just giving us a little belt out on the saxophone throat, just for old time's sake, to see if you've still got it?
Not a problem.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to call it, but it may be even better than last year.
Alvaro gives me chills. Like, I just feel like I'm at a live musical.
It's a saxophone master right here.
You promise that's not a real saxophone and that's your mouth?
It's my mouth.
Confirmed mouth saxophone. Alvaro, you know with these things, obviously we're going to do another saxophone impression competition tonight. You know that the hunter now becomes the hunted. Are you ready to bear the brunt of a nation trying to take your crown off you in Sexy Saxophone Idol?
I'll do my best, mate.
Bring it on, he says.
We are on.
Bring it on. The question remains.
Do you have a sexier saxophone impression than Alvaro?
Prizes up for grabs tonight on 13 10 60. If you think you can beat Alvaro at a sexy saxophone impression, it's going to be tough. You've heard the champ. Let's just have one straight off the bat. We may as well. We've got a Frenchman in studio, Shuri Lou, part of the Danny Lakey Cultural Exchange Program. Arson, mm-hmm. All the way from France. It's known as a sexy language, a sexy culture, yep. Sexy country. Give us your best saxophone impression.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
He's gone to jazz flute. Just,
yeah, I was about to say, that's more trumpety jazz flute, yeah, but close.
He's gone full scat. Not bad, okay. Not bad, but he's got nothing on Alvaro tonight, the sexy saxophonist. Shuey Louie, you can have a go next.
I'll have a quick go.
All right. I might just lower that microphone down there. There seems to be a tiny little problem with the audio coming through. No, no one's even scaled, even close to Alvaro's heights. 13, 10, 60. If you think you can knock the champ off his perch tonight, give us a bell right now. Best sexy saxophone impression. Tim on 13 10 60.
Timbo.
Believe that you have the skills to pay the bills and topple Alvaro, the saxophonist champ, tonight.
Let's just say when I was born, my dad said that's a sexy saxophone player.
Nice. That's what you want. He was born for the
All
job.
Right, I'll be playing in the key of C. Sing along if you know it. Thank you.
Thank you. No,
it's not bad, Tim.
It's not bad. Once again, location may have let the man down.
I like his confidence, though. Like, if I was at a saxophone concert, so far I'd be wanting to go back to Tim's for his energy and creative content.
There's a bit of theatre and pizzazz with Tim, and he hooked us in.
He really did.
Not quite as strong as Alvaro, who's a seasoned professional, but Tim's got a long career ahead of him.
You're quite right.
Sexy saxophones. Sam, just warming up in the background there, just checking the tune of her saxophone. When you're ready, Sam, take it away.
Okay.
In the tune of The Simpsons, felt like I was watching an episode and Lisa Simpson was there on her way home from school. Might want to just check your read because it sounded a little bassy to me.
Yeah, I was unsure if it was a saxophone or maybe a trumpet,
yes,
a trombone.
It did have tones of trumpet about it, Sam. That's all. Sorry to say, but I don't think you've got Alvaro covered. Kira on 13 10 60. Hello. Kira.
Hello?
Yeah.
Kira, hey, it's Kira speaking. I'm going to do an impression now.
Can I just say, Lakey, all these people are coming live from underground?
Yeah.
Like, it's really not, it's not good.
There is a small conglomerate of people who have been shunning society's ways, just practicing their saxophone for many years, but have lost phone reception along the way, robbing them of life's ultimate prize. Look, I mean, in a perfect world, I'd love to say that we've got some sort of grand final here. Maybe if Tim can get to higher ground. Let's just see if Tim has found higher ground here. Tim?
Hey.
Nope.
Timbo.
Nah, you know what? I'm going to call a spade a spade. I'm going to call a saxophone a saxophone. Alvaro,
yep.
No one's coming close. It's yours for a second year in a row.
Woohoo!
Is that a woohoo in a saxophone?
Yeah, was that trumpet or your real voice? I've lost all touch of Alvaro's reality.
That was my voice, but let your imagination carry you.
Unbelievable. Well, congratulations, Alvaro, for a second year running, the best saxophone impression in the country. Play us to the ads.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to spin the wheel.
to find out whose old radio break will play.
Well, this is after the news that there is access to a certain piece of software that can go back all the way to 2009 in radio land, which means everything ever said on radio is recorded on this one bit of software. Conveniently, myself, Shuey Louie, the Shy Guy, and the Audio Geezer all used to speak on the radio anywhere between 3 to 10 years ago. Oh, no.
Oh, I really don't want these to surface.
Well, like any workplace, when you start out at a job, you're pretty shit. And unlike a lot of workplaces, radio has crystal clear audio evidence of how shit you were.
Unfortunately for us.
Yes. Some of us are still shit.
No.
Oh, little Shy Guy.
Shy Guy's meteoric rise to the top is one that people just absolutely
Watch
make
out.
Your eyes pop.
I'm more of an off-air. Than on air, let's be honest.
I'm more of an off-air floater, kind of groundskeeper for vibrator races kind of guy. No, don't sell yourself short, Shy Guy. As we may hear if we spin the wheel very soon and hear an embarrassing radio break from Christmas past, because we've still got our French exchange student here, Arsene. Bonjour, Arsene.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hello again.
Now, listen in, Arsene. This is very interesting. We're about to spin the wheel, deciding whose radio break we are going to listen to. Give it a big spin back the other way, Shy Guy. There we go. Shy Guy!
Yes!
Oh, God.
Oh, yes!
No.
Okay. This, I believe, there's a little blurb here. This was something you used to do. Did you go to a radio school back in the day?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and God, so they've obviously got little radio assignments that you had to do. Let's have a listen to the Shy Guy back in the day.
Coming up, we've got a bit of LMFAO. One of the main band members of LMFAO is, of course, Red Foo. There is a rumour from Good Morning America's Robin Roberts. He will be the first guest judge talking on the seat Monday, March 31st. The other judges will include Julianne somebody, Ricky Martin, and Red Foo. By the time that this is on, Ricky Martin is doing the voice, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Okay.
Hang on, try it. No. Inside goss. No. How's it going to work?
But you know what it was? I did the prep sheet for it hours beforehand and didn't read it before going on air.
Oh, no, we can hear that.
We can tell.
We can hear that
I couldn't even read my own writing back.
Oh, God. I'm not sure what was fact and what was just pure gossip.
Neither do I.
Oh.
Can we do one more?
Roberts.
Roberts.
So I don't know how that's going to work.
No, we don't.
One of the great sign-offs. Yeah, spin the wheel again. Spin the wheel again. Who's it going to land on? Who's it going to land on? Who's embarrassing radio break? Shuey Louie!
No.
Shuey Louie. So what was your sort of background to start off with in radio land? You went to a radio school?
Yeah, went to New Zealand Broadcasting School. Did a bit of work on air at ZM and the radio station Jacked FM as well, which was our... Wow. School station.
Okay.
And I voiced a few ads as well.
They're very green here, I'm assuming, the radio that's about to play. This is Shuey Louie. How many years roughly? Three? Five?
Five?
5 years ago. Okay, well, let's have a listen here. Oh,
just drift away. ZM, her music lives here. You're with Lou. We've got new music from Foley coming up in the next 10 and an absolute banger of a throwback. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USO. Right now, this is All My Friends, Snake Hips, feature Tinashe and Chance the Rapper on ZM.
Whoa.
See, I thought that was pretty good.
There were bits.
It sounded a little scripted. Was there a little script there?
I think maybe a few bullet points, Lakey. Early days.
A few bullets.
ZM, her music lives here. You're with Lou. We got new music. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USO.
USO.
Come on, look at me.
USO. That's it.
Miley Cyrus, Party in the USO.
Wow.
Oh, one of the great live broadcasts.
Party in the USO.
Oh. I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lekalay Show quickie. She's out of the business and she's here to tell all. It's Samantha X, Ask an Ex Escort.
You know I start whinnying like a horse when I get excited.
This is your favourite person on the show, Lakey.
Yes.
You're very excited.
So you can imagine my disappointment and the highs and lows I experienced today, Samantha X, when Shuey Louie said, Samantha X is on the show, to which I got very excited. And then she said, Samantha X will be on the phone, to which...
Yeah, it's past my bedtime. I'm staying up late for this.
Good. well, I mean, for those who don't know, we've had you on the show quite a few times before, and over the past year or so, you've slowly retired from the escort business, still running your own escort agency, I believe. Very successful.
Yes.
Very successful businesswoman. Now sober and studying into different paths, and it's all... It's all very sexy, to be honest.
Because I'm going to miss those orgasms, though.
Oh, jeez!
Wow. Calm down over there, Lakey.
When it comes to escorts and lifting the lid and stories and experience, Samantha X is the lady for that. Think blonde, 40 years old, just the perfect amount of work done to still look completely natural and age gracefully.
There's two very unnatural things about me, though.
Oh, yeah. The boobs and the...
That's it. That one boob, left and right.
Oh, left boob and right boob. Yeah, correct. look, if you've got a question for Samantha X about escorting 131060, ask an ex-escort. I've got a question, actually.
Go on.
What percentage of the time would you say that you and other escorts climax when seeing a client?
First of all, climax is such a funny little word. I haven't heard that for years. Secondly, I can't speak for other women, obviously. Yeah. But look, if you do, you do have pleasure on the job. I wouldn't say it's a main part of the job, but there are incidences when you can reach peak enjoyment. And it doesn't matter. They don't have to be good looking. That's the most disturbing thing I used to find, is that usually the more unattractive, the more likely it was going to happen.
Oh, God.
That is interesting.
Well, imagine the first tummy butterflies when some fat puds of a greasy CEO is rolling around on top and you go, oh, hang on.
Give it to me.
Hang on a second. What is going on here? Out of nowhere.
Look, I can find something nice about anybody, number one. But also, sometimes it's those men like that, where you have a zero expectation. They like dance with their fingers.
Experience. They know what's up.
Well, I think they just, there's an element of I guess there's an element of them having a massive ego. I knew you were going to say. I thought I was going to say something else there, didn't you? But they just don't care. They go for it. They're not vain. They just go for it.
What happens if you're like seeing someone regularly and then you start to go to another client? Is there ever any like a bit of beef, or do they get annoyed?
No, I mean, you don't really talk about other clients as clients, and you're not going from one to another to another. I never used to go from one to one. But you have your regular. I mean, they know the game, they know the score,
they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know.
I reckon I've got a little theory. When you're that hot and that successful, and it's very obvious probably to a lot of your clients that that's the thing. That they really wouldn't, that doesn't go into their sort of mind. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say falling in love with a prostitute is a lower class game.
Oh.
I'm wrong. Shit.
Like it.
I thought that might be the case. Like one of those weirdos that's only got $50 to spend, he finds the cheapest one in the newspaper and then falls in love with it. I'd imagine when you're putting down thousands of dollars and you're a successful CEO, you're not going to run into that problem. That's what I would have assumed.
Well, you've assumed, all right.
Now, you'd be surprised about the amount of women, but men that actually marry their companions.
Wow.
And there are some high-profile women out there that used to be companions. That's all I'll say about that.
Okay, well, baste me in avocado oil and cover me in feathers, because the old lake dog made a mistake. 131060, if you'd like to ask an ex-escort, Samantha X, any question at all. Daniel, you're on the air. What's your question to Samantha X?
When you were in the business, did you have any first-timers that got embarrassed and didn't know what to do?
Yes. lots and lots and lots. But there's nothing to be embarrassed about. That's why you're with a professional. But yeah, lots of men get embarrassed, even if they're not first timers. I've never seen so many scared men in my life.
The most scared I've ever been was when I was in a small little red room in the Amsterdam red light district. Honestly, there's never been more of a power imbalance.
I can't imagine you being scared in a situation like that.
No, this was a few years ago. Hot Czechoslovakian woman, totally naked. Oh, there, yeah. I am, quivering in me undies. She could have said anything. Daniel, put that pole up your buttocks. I bet. Yes, ma'am. Three bags full,
anything,
ma'am.
Anything you say.
It's very intimidating. It can be very, very intimidating. So I think, yeah, it's pretty common, hey? And you know,
yeah.
You're not going to walk.
Don't worry. It's very intimidating. Yeah,
just relax. Just relax. Samantha Rex was there. All right, let's go to Liz. Hello, Liz. Lizzie.
Hello.
What's your question to Samantha Rex?
I was just wondering, like, how much money would you have to spend on your, like, appearance to, I don't know, go? Like, would it be worth it in the end? Mm.
Look, I was actually just saying to Danny, the expenses are huge. You know,
hair.
Not just hair, you know, nails, Botox, you name it, you know, lingerie, shoes. But the more experience I've got, the longer I stayed in the job, the more I cut out those expenses. I realised men didn't care so much about what shoes you had or the extensions or eyelashes. They really didn't care about things like that. So, you know, up towards the end, I'd be lucky if I shaved my legs, really.
That's no, girl.
So true. That's so true. But, yeah, I mean, it is expensive. A hotel and flights and that sort of, that's expensive.
And you claim it all back on tax or?
Well, I mean, I did, but there are a lot of girls that don't want to tell the tax, you know, don't want to tell their accountant what they're doing.
Oh, yeah,
so,
of course. Yeah.
You know, it works. But if you don't tell the accountant what you're doing, you can't claim it on tax. So, yeah, it's, you know, some girls don't want to tell anyone, which is completely fair enough. But, yeah, it is an expensive lifestyle. I will give you that.
Extra expenses to consider in the industry. David, third and final call. Hello, David.
G'day.
What's your question to Samantha Rex?
Have you ever had to turn down a client after removing their clothes?
Oh, that's a good one.
What are you alluding to, David, that they might have when they unrobe?
Small or might be extra big?
Oh,
no. Not to do with the size. I have turned a client down because there was something that he should go to the doctor about.
Oh, God, no. No.
Just an STI staring at you in the eye.
Yeah. It wasn't too close to my eye, thank God.
What did he expect? He went, that'll be all right. No worries.
She won't notice this.
Just don't go all the way in and make your pubis touch me. It'll be fine.
Look, you'd be surprised. Some men pretend it's like, you know, heat rash.
Classic. The classic cover-up. The old heat rash.
Just very bumpy, red, pussy heat rash, baby.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of winter, honey. Yeah.
But no, I mean, if they're small or big, I you know, that it doesn't make it. In fact, I prefer small, to be honest.
Whoa.
When they're too... Yep.
There you go, Lakey.
Yeah.
I've said on the show, I'm stock standard. I'm neither here nor there. Demo model.
It's more girth. It's more, you know, is it pencil or is it girth? You know, is it wide?
Is it generous girth?
Let's not have this discussion.
I mean, did I convince anyone that I've got generous girth by saying generous girth?
No. I knew we'd end up talking about your penis.
Thank you, Samantha Rex.
Thank you. Very fun.
Yeah.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.